It's Danny David Moore, and we're out at Seahawks headquarters where the team has wrapped up one of its first open offseason practices, and we've got a significant part of Seattle's offense. He's, in fact, the biggest part, literally. DJ Fluker's with us, and DJ, how are you?
Great, are you?
I'm good. We appreciate you doing this. Thank you very much. Second year with the Seahawks, but this offseason's got to feel a little different for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's been a lot easier transitioning into the offense. I think the offense is just the same. Everything's been going a little bit quicker, but things, our tempo is a whole lot better. We're connecting more as an offense. You know, I think that's a big thing from last year to this year. All the guys are buying in. Yeah.
You know, one of our favorite clips to play is the one where you're talking about Ndamukong Suh and how you took him to the water.
Oh, took him out back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think the thing is that you got to see a little bit of my personality. You know, see where that I'll play the game and the guys around me that play the game too. So, you know, it's about having fun. It's about having fun on the field. It's about being out there going hard for your teammates. You know, and the thing about it is, it's about how passionate for the game. A lot of guys lose the fire of that. You know, if you got passion, the courage, the rah rah, gets it going. But not on that though, it gets the team going too. So all the guys buy into it. You know, and that's what you want.
And you guys love run blocking, right? I mean, that's more fun than pass blocking. Right?
I mean, of course, man. If you could, we can run every single play. I think we could. You know, Russ done a great job. You know. And man, I mean, having Russell is like a dual threat quarterback. You know, you don't really see too many of those guys like in the league, and he does a great job. Even though I know Dwayne said we need to be more of a passing team, I'm looking like, what? What are you talking about, man?
You
know,
but, said that?
Oh yeah, we were giving him a little pep talk, you know. But the thing about it is, you know, we're good at being run blockers, you know, things like that. But we also have become better pass blockers last year too. So, and this year we're gonna be more kind of balanced too. So that's gonna give us a whole lot more of a game plan too. So
the video you did with Tyler Lockett, you got a lot of
thank
play
you
out
for
of that.
Doing that. By the way, that was so
you
funny.
Got a lot of play out of that. Was that your idea? Was it Tyler's? How did all that come together?
I think it was more of a. I think that was a team effort. Yeah. There's a little one of our coaches gave us a little pep talk. Say, guys, we got to get him back for this, you know. But we had fun with it. At first, I didn't know what was going on, but then he broke it down to us. I was like, actually, why not?
Can you do the Sierra impression again?
No, she was just under the cover. So I'm seeing this video. So my first time seeing this video was like on Twitter. I was like, what's going on here? It's nice. It's not Russ. So he's like, he's in there. Yeah, we got a deal. I'm looking like, all right, here we go. That's Sierra on the side. I'm going to say, go Hogs. I'm like, okay, here we go. So, you know, we're sitting here laughing at it, but it was a fun experience. I mean, being Sierra, and I got a whole lot of hits from that. Jeez.
We're talking to DJ Fluker. Seahawks have just finished one of their, I guess this is the final phase of practice. You had another Twitter post, and I was kind of concerned because I saw you driving a smart car.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you about those stories. Yeah.
And I was worried because I need you to be protected. And I was worried that might be too much man and too little of a car.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of got talked into it. I was actually come from workout, so I was leaving Destination Dallas in Texas. So he was like, "Man, I wonder can you fit into my smart car?" I was like, "Smart car, man? You talking about taking it for a drive?" You know, I'm kind of like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" You know. So I get in, and so I'm sitting here looking at this car. I'm looking like, this car's about as big as my whole body. So I'm like, how am I gonna get into something that's like a cocoon? You know, it's like a butterfly. You know, get ready like square open. You know, I was like, God. Finally, get in there. I had to go 1 foot at a time. I had to set my stomach in a little bit. I'm like, God. Arms like sitting on the passenger side. I'm like, dude, I finally got in there. I tried to crank it up, but see what happened was my knees was literally on the dashboard, so I can't even touch the pedal. So yeah, so you talking about getting out of it? See, I closed the door and then I got stuck. So it took about 10 minutes to get out of it. So I had to literally like stick my head under like the sunroof to get under it, and then literally lay out on the ground to get out of it. So yeah, big guys do not fit in tiny spaces. Does not work for me.
What do you drive normally?
Right now, you know, I'm more of a Benz guy. Usually I ride a Range Rover sometime. Depends on if I want to go sporty or I just want to ride big some days. You know, no, not just normal. You know.
Yeah. There's another video, too, of you proving you can dunk.
Oh, yeah. That was like 2 years ago. That was two years ago.
That was from 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. So guys were saying, oh, you can't dunk. And they said, I've never seen you dunk. You never post it. Because I don't post videos. Like, usually NFL, you know, you post videos, you dunk, you're playing basketball. They get pissed off, and I ain't got time for that. But I was like, I do got a video of me dunking, so I had to prove a point. I see these little kids, these little D-linemen dunking. I said, oh, yeah, so y'all think y'all are more athletic than offensive linemen? Like, come on, we used to be you guys. So let's be honest. In high school, we all play D-line. Then when you trace to the offensive line, oh, we don't have no guys. Yeah, you got to play offensive line. We like the big guys, you know? So I was like, all right, come on, post this video. Post it up there. And I was like, dang, we know you can do all that. But I still can dunk, though. Still can dunk now. But the thing is, it's like, you know, when you like that young, I was like 25, 26 on that when I did that. Man, I still got it.
Did you ever take down a backboard?
Yes. Yeah, I did. That was when I was like in 10th grade. It was like, I didn't know that. See, I was in the backyard. I was at McGill High School in Alabama. So I was going to one of my friend's house. He was like, man, I don't see you getting dunked. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, sure, why not? You know, I'm going for it. Go up there in the rim and literally tore down the backboard plus the middle part of the backboard detached from the rim, literally. And he just, bam. And our first night I can't see, I see his dad coming outside looking at me. I'm like, ooh, that's not going to be good. But that was when I was younger, though. I mean, I've done it once, I have to say.
So that was in 10th grade?
Yeah, 10th grade. Okay. I was like 6'3", 290, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty good.
So did you play basketball? Did you play other sports?
I did basketball for all 4 years of high school. Then I ended up doing track for all 4 years, too. I threw shot put.
Yeah.
And I ran the 4x4.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes, I ran that. Yeah. In high school, my coach made me run it. I was like, I think I was a sophomore. I was like, dude, I can't keep up with these guys. They're pretty fast, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm doing pretty well.
So you ran a 400, a 440?
Yeah, I died.
That's a tough race, man.
Died at the end of it.
Yeah.
But I did. You know, it's all like mind over matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Did that.
You got anything else for DJ?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
What you got?
You're a video gamer.
I am.
And you were looking for what? How does it work? You had something on Twitter about looking for Xbox friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I like Call of Duty. It's kind of like one of my games, but I also play like Super Smash, Super Nintendo, you know, games like that. You know, I see a lot of guys. Well, out here in Seattle, it's more like Microsoft, so I figure a lot of Xbox fans would be out here. Like, oh, when I did that, I did not know there was going to be about 100, 200 people adding me as a friend. So I'm sitting here getting requests all day yesterday. Yesterday and the day before. I was like, dang. There's one kid, he actually tweeted me on Twitter, said, hey, you made my kid's day. You know, I was like, I didn't know. I didn't know who I was talking to. I just jumped into a chat and started talking to little kids. They're probably like 10 years old playing Fortnite. You know, he said, man, I'm going to play Fortnite. I said, Fortnite? I said, man, my son plays Fortnite. I don't even know what that is, you know. But I ain't getting a little too much than what I asked for.
Well, are you good? Because I mean, your hands are huge. It must make it harder for you.
Oh, trust me, I push the wrong buttons all the time. Uh-huh. Yeah, one of my thumbs covers 4 buttons. So you gotta imagine playing a video game. You pushing the wrong button. You trying to push X, but you're pushing like B and Y at the same time. So yeah, there are some trouble for big guys, man. I mean, I'm pretty gifted, you know.
That's I've never had anyone shake my hand where you shook my hand and part of your hand went on my wrist. I mean, try that again. I mean, look at that. It's unbelievable.
No, don't feel bad because I shook Shaq's hand in high school and it engulfed mine.
Shaq's
did? Oh, Shaq. Man, what? His hands are huge, man. I'm talking about maybe like 13 inches of pert hand, man. He literally engulfed my hand. And I felt small. I ain't never felt small. I met him.
And last thing, you have a camp coming up on Saturday.
I do.
Oak Harbor?
Oak Harbor. I didn't know how far that was until I looked at my GPS.
It's like 2 hours. Out there.
I was like 2 hours away. I said, okay, here we go. 2 hours away, but I am excited about it. You know, there's gonna be a bunch of kids there. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a bunch of sponsors there. You know, but the thing is, it's about giving back. And for us as Seahawks, you know, I know it's hard to get in certain places, and certain people don't get to see us. So I was like, why not us? Why not go out a little bit, like 2 hours away, and go do something that no one else does? And, you know, it's all about the community, all about the state, and they give back to us, so, you know, why not give back to them?
He is DJ Fluker. DJ, it's awesome to talk to you. We really enjoy it. We hope you enjoy the offseason and enjoy the camp. That sounds like fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.